This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Today I talked to two seniors who are on the Arkansas State University cheer team. Apple Denny and Allie Tomlinson talk about their years at Arkansas State and what it means to be on the cheer team. First of all, Apple, how did you get involved in cheer? And what started your love for that, if you don't mind, please?
My mom was actually my cheer coach. She did cheer and gymnastics for years, so I started out on her little peewee team and then worked my way up through elementary school and middle school and high school, and now I'm here.
Very good. So, Allie, tell me about your thoughts on this.
So, when I was in intermediate, I guess, all my friends had been doing cheer since they were little, but my mom never put me in it, so I'd never gotten the chance to do it. So, we had an intramural team. It was like little peewee cheerleaders, basically. And so, I started doing that, and one of my mom's good friends started coaching me, and I just started picking up on everything so fast. And she was like, she's a really good cheerleader. Like, she needs to stick to this. And I did.
So tell us about what was it like when you all started cheering for Arkansas State? Apple, we'll start with you.
Well, I had actually had plans to attend a different school, but no one else really offered the type of we do like the clinics that Coach P talked about, and just the atmosphere is different, and I like really wanted to like try and get in one that let us get involved as a recruit, let us get involved with the other athletes that were already on the team. And so I came, and then I ended up, like, I walked out of the clinic and I was like, Mom, I'm going to go here. Like, I want to cheer here. I want to go here. And just since then, like, I went to multiple recruiting clinics and tried out my freshman year and made it, and I've been here 4 years now, so it's been a really good ride. So,
Allie, if you don't mind.
So my story's kind of different. I actually tried out here my sophomore year. So my freshman year, I went to a different college, and I got really homesick. I'm from Jonesboro, so I got really homesick and came home one weekend, and I'd missed cheer so much, and I don't know who it was, but one of my friends was like, well, you should try out for cheer here, and I went and looked online, and cheer trots were that week. So I stayed home that week, tried to figure out if I still had my tumbling skills, and tried out and made it, and it's history from there.
Fantastic. Apple, are you from Jonesboro, or are you from?
No, I actually grew up in a military family, so I grew up overseas in Japan and in Europe, and then I moved to Arkansas right before I started high school.
Okay, fantastic. Yes. Well, we're glad you're here, definitely.
Yes, me too.
Awesome. So tell us about what is it like on game day? What was it like being out there on the floor or on the field? Kind of give us that perspective of what it is like. Apple, we'll start with you.
Yeah, as you heard from the dance team, it's crazy, it's hectic, but it's organized chaos, and like it becomes second nature. I know that every time the freshmen come in, we practice and practice and practice, but we always hear Coach P say, you know, you're gonna feel it the first game. You know, it all seems so crazy right now. And I remember being a freshman and having no idea what was going on, and then just like running across the field and then telling me, oh, go here, go here, go here. And then now it's the same thing, but it's now me getting to help the freshmen and underclassmen kind of figure out what's going on. It's just a really good experience being able to showcase some of our skills to the fans. Now that we've progressed so much as a team, we get to do more elite skills on the sidelines, and it's really good to showcase that.
And Allie, your thoughts on what game day is like for you?
So just kind of going off of what Apple said, kind of the same idea. The thing that stood out to me the most, like my first game, is the atmosphere is just crazy. Like, you cheer in high school is nothing like it. Like, college football is, it's such a blessing to be on that field. You feel so special. Like, even just being on the sides behind all the media people, like, no one can see you behind the wall. You still feel so cool, like, standing down there. It's really cool getting to showcase our skills. We don't really get to show people our skills a lot. And now that we have progressed so much in cheer, we are able to show more elite skills, which is really awesome.
So tell us about the evolution. I asked this on dance, so mm-hmm. I want to make sure I get cheer's perspective on this. Yeah. From over the past, you know, couple mm-hmm. of years, how has it progressed on the cheer side, if you don't mind, please? Apple, we'll start with you.
I remember, like, obviously it was still, Coach P had already made it into a really good program when I had gotten here. But just like we had mentioned, the skills that we were doing on the sidelines then, and like even what we're doing now, we do just basically like with ease, skills that we were like drilling to do for nationals routines, like a couple years ago. So just knowing things that were so much harder for us to do now, we just kind of like moved the freshmen in because our skills have increased so much over the past couple years. Just the way that we do things and just the actual, like that the dynamic of us and just the athletes that are that we produce now, the drive that we all have, it makes it so much easier to progress as a team.
Very good. Allie, your thoughts, please.
I mean, just same thing as her. Like, when I came here, our skills were, they were good. But now, looking back on that, we do those skills. We would have a few elite skills and a few stunt groups. Now, every stunt group on our team has that skill. Mm-hmm. And it's not hard. Like, we warm up with those stunts now, whereas mm-hmm. to practices a few years ago, we were practicing the entire practice yes. with those skills. So it's just amazing to see the talent that has been coming in, like every year, every recruiting clinic we have every year. Like, I just feel like the people showing up, their skills are just even better than the people from mm-hmm. last year. And that's just something great to have to be able to look forward to for the team for the next year.
When you do the public appearances, like you go to schools and you do all that, mm-hmm. what is that like being out in the community? Apple.
Oh, I absolutely love it. You know, I went to high school in Sherwood, and we didn't have there's not a big like college presence around there. So being able to be here and like put myself in the community, representing such a big brand, like it's been such a blessing. And seeing how the little kids, when we go to the elementary schools, seeing how much they love us, and you know, albeit games, and especially at the basketball games when you can kind of get a little closer to the fans, and you'll catch like the little kids kind of waving at you or like pulling at their mom and like pointing out that you're like right there. And it's so sweet being able to like walk over to them and just make their day.
Fantastic. Allie, your thoughts.
So being from Jonesboro, I didn't really understand how much A-State Spirit Squads did, mm-hmm. like, in the community. And yeah. being on the team, it's just crazy how involved we are with the community. And I've never been, like, a big, like, college, like, sports fan, mm-hmm. so I was never really into, like, all that. But it's really cool being on the other side of it and getting to contribute to Arkansas State.
Yeah. So how has it changed your perspective on that, Allie?
So I definitely am an Arkansas State fan, but it definitely, like, now that I'm a cheerleader, my family has become more involved with Jonesboro and A-State, and I think that's a really cool thing, just to see how like one person can change someone's entire perspective mm-hmm. on a team or on a school. And it's really cool. I know so many people from Jonesboro, so being in the community, I see a lot of people I know, and it's really cool getting to interact with them as well.
Good deal. So I want to talk about Coach Page and kind of her impact on you all as you've been going through this now in your senior year. So let's talk about that. Apple, your thoughts on her impact on your life.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to start crying in here. Coach P has just, I don't even, there's not really a lot of words. I had a great coach in high school, but she was more of what the coach that Coach P describes herself as in the past. Just there was... She was really strict, and there wasn't that big of a connection between the two, because you want to at times keep it separate. But I had that more separation in high school. So coming to college and having a coach that was one a little younger, and so I felt like she could relate to me more. And then for her to actually like become one of my friends and mentor me through the last 4 years, and as, you know, Emily Doggett had said, like, we go through a lot just in college in general, and then some of the things that are thrown our way, just to be able to call her. And, you know, I've come to practice bawling my eyes out. Some of us just have the craziest things go on. So just knowing that I don't just have a coach, like I have a friend, and I have someone that, you know, my parents trust, like truly trust with me, so far away from home. It's just been such a blessing.
Allie, your thoughts on the impact that Coach P has had on you?
So coming into cheer my sophomore year, I wasn't in the best place just because I was homesick and like I was trying to find a new group of friends. It's really hard not starting your first year here, like having that group of friends. And cheer is something that like really brought me my best friends. And I owe that to Coach P. You know, without her, I wouldn't be on the team. And it's really cool seeing how much time she spends with cheer and dance. You know, there's a lot of coaches in college that, you know, they tell them what to do and then they leave practice and they don't care. You know, like that Coach P, people don't understand how many hours she puts into this program, and like seeing her do that, it's just like it's a whole new level of respect. And I don't think even some athletes on our team, I don't even think they realize it. And it's just cool getting to see someone love the sport so much that they're willing to put in that time and effort. You know, that this is her life, so it's a big commitment for her. So it's a really, I mean, I respect her a lot for that.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you coming up. Before we let you run, thank you for coming up. Apple, anything else you'd like to add, please?
I'm just so blessed to be a part of a program and have spent the last 4 years here at A-State. I don't know, like Corey said, I have no idea where I would be without it. It's just made me realize things about myself that I wouldn't have realized on my own. My major has completely changed. I've, you know, started in different opportunities that I never would have because I was just so nervous talking to people and, you know, getting to do the opportunities that we have been. I got so much better at public speaking and things like that. I've just grown so much as a person, and I credit a lot of that to A-State.
Very good. What is your major going to be?
Well, it was biology, so my head was in a book constantly, and I didn't like it. but now it's interdisciplinary studies, so I'm still on a, like, pre-dental track to go to dental school, but I just get to be a lot more communicative with everyone around me.
Fantastic. And Allie, anything else you'd like to add, please?
Because of cheer, like, my college experience has been amazing. You know, I don't know where I'd be right now if I was in a cheerleader. All my friends are cheerleaders. Like Apple, she's my cheer big, but I hang out with her 24/7 outside of cheer. So I definitely have to give credit to cheer being the reason I had such a good college experience. You know, I was only here 3 years, but I'm so thankful that I decided to come cheer here. I've made so many friendships out of it, relationships, just becoming more involved in, like Apple said, like public speaking. Like, I did not know how to talk to people before cheer, and I had to learn. Like, it's just part of the job. So it was really cool getting to do that.
Yeah. And what is your major, please?
It's actually general studies, but I'm wanting to apply to the accelerated nursing program after I graduate.
Apple Denny and Allie Tomlinson on the cheer team. They're both seniors of Arkansas State University, and they're featured on this week's A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves.